It's Thursday, June 5th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Trump on Wednesday resurrected a hallmark policy of his first term, announcing that citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from 7 others would face restrictions. The ban takes effect Monday at 12:01 a.m., a cushion that may avoid the chaos that unfolded at airports nationwide when a similar measure took effect with virtually no notice in 2017. Mr. Trump, who signaled plans for a new ban upon taking office in January, appears to be on firmer ground this time after the Supreme Court sided with him. The new ban includes Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. In other news, a man was charged with providing material support to a terrorist in connection with last month's car explosion that damaged a fertility clinic and other businesses in Palm Springs, California, law enforcement officials said. Daniel Park of Kent, Washington, supplied 270 pounds of ammonium nitrate to the man accused of carrying out the bombing, said Bill Asaley, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California. Guy Edward Bartkus died carrying out the attack that injured 4 people. According to Asaley, Park fled to Poland after the attack. Law enforcement officials in Poland detained him and deported him to the U.S. On Tuesday, he was arrested by U.S. officials at John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York. On Wednesday, Asaley called the bombing an act of domestic terrorism and said Bartkus deliberately targeted the clinic. Around the world, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has criticized the U.S. proposal for a new nuclear agreement, insisting it will not stop enriching uranium. Iranian negotiators are set to respond in the coming days to the plan presented at talks last Saturday. It would reportedly see Iran halt production of enriched uranium and instead rely on a regional consortium for supplies. President Trump, in response, said Iran was slow-walking its decision on a deal. Mr. Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social that he had discussed Iran with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the fact that time is running out on Iran's decision pertaining to nuclear weapons, which must be made quickly. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is redirecting a key anti-drone technology earmarked for Ukraine to American forces, a move that reflects the Pentagon's waning commitment to Kyiv's defense. The Pentagon notified Congress last week that special fuses for ground-based rockets that Ukraine uses to shoot down Russian drones are now being allocated to U.S. Air Force units in the Middle East. The move comes as President Trump said Wednesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin told him in a phone call that Moscow would have to respond forcefully to recent Ukrainian attacks, dampening the prospects for a halt in the war that began in early 2022. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has warned that European allies must provide the overwhelming share of future military assistance to Kyiv, while casting the Western Pacific as the Pentagon's priority theater. And a hungry wild elephant caused havoc in a grocery store in Thailand this week when he strolled in from a nearby national park and helped himself to food on the shelves. Videos of the incident showed the huge male elephant briefly stopping in front of the shop located next to a main road near the Khao Yai National Park in northeastern Thailand before ducking his whole body inside. The elephant stopped in front of the shop's counter, calmly snatching and chomping snacks, and did not flinch as the national park workers tried to shoo him away. The elephant later backed out of the shop, still holding a bag of snacks in his trunk. He left little damage behind except mud tracks on the floor and the ceiling of the shop. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.